And this morning we're talking about how much time people are spending online at the moment. It's a little bit more, and this is per day. And also what we can do to stay safe while we're on the internet. Scott Taylor is a safety and risk expert with some really good tips for us and things that that may never have crossed our mind. Good morning and thank you for joining us, Scott. How are you going?
Hi, Mandy. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. I'm a little staggered, though, to know how much time we are spending online. We've just given away a little prize to someone who correctly guessed 403 minutes. What's that in hours?
Yes, 6 hours and 43 minutes per day globally on average. I mean, that equates to 100 days per year other people are spending online.
Oh, my gosh. Now, a third of that is what?
On social media. And so while there's been a little bit of change on which platforms that they're actually spending the time on, yeah, a third of that time approximately is on social media.
Okay. Well, look, and I often see a lot of people posting things that perhaps are a bit mean, a bit nasty, slanderous, all that kind of stuff. You've got a little bit of advice on that.
Yeah, so with regards to any comments or anything that's going to be posted on social media at all, I'm a big believer in, firstly, once posted, always posted. So anything you're going to be putting and sharing, and that's personally or professionally, is going to be staying there. So it's really important to watch what you're posting, what type of content. And that's obviously images as well as the words, but I know we're going to speak about that in a minute.
Yeah.
So, stop and think before you post. I like the moral compass of what would grandma say before you post it up. It's a good barometer.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it depends on who your grandma is, but...
True.
But no, you're absolutely right. I think grandma might have something to say about some of the things that she sees on the internet. So that's a really good way of thinking about it. But also, we want to be mindful of what we put on the internet that might help scammers figure out what your passwords are.
Yeah, so password hygiene is a very important one. I mean, with some of the last stats that came out, approximately 23 million people globally are still using the password 123456, amazingly.
No.
And some of the common things with passwords that people do, unfortunately, is they use the same password for everything, so personal accounts and business accounts. And especially when it comes to with your passwords, it's important to have a strong password, ideally, for each platform that you have. That's the best way to stay safe.
And also, some really, really good advice when it comes to posting pictures.
Yeah, so from the picture point of view, not just think about the actual image that you're posting as well. Think about what's behind it. So quite often I'm giving some people advice on, various security things and staying safe online. And I'll see when I'm doing a bit of review that when their son has got their license, there's a photo of him with the car with the register plate showing, or, hey, here's my I've just got my P's and they're showing the license. But it's not just things as overt as that. It's also there's quite a large amount of people posting at the moment, look, working from home, here's the new office. And whilst they're showing the photo of the desk and lights, they've also got bills open on the desk and personal information. So not everybody's moral compass is aligned with yours. So it's important to have a look at your pictures as if somebody else may be viewing them with different intent.
Yes. So what they could do is actually see birth dates. They could see tax file numbers, all that sort of thing, in pictures that you've put up on social media.
100%. And if you link that back to the first part about the passwords, because people use things like cats' names or children's names and birthdays, if anybody's having a look at your profile with bad intent, they go through and check those sort of things. So that's why you also don't go on those websites. What sort of celebrity do you look like, or where are you going to buy your next house? They're just data gatherers that help people build a social profile on you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, really good advice. And also, if you're going to choose a password, make it something completely random that's got nothing to do with your kids or your pets.
100%. And that's normally we say actually choose a passphrase rather than a word. So something that's a combination of words that you can change between upper and lower case, between punctuation, grammar, and make it 12 letters long, those sort of things. So a different passphrase for every social media account is a great path to step forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for the advice. Scott Taylor, you're a security and risk expert. Because we're spending so much more time online at the moment, good to keep in mind these pointers. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks very much, Mandy. Great to speak with you.